نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى عندي First revelation in the first wahi to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam makes mention of ta'aleem and ta'allum, learning and teaching. Quran is the final wahy. Its commentary is the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the final Rasul, final Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran is the final book revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala initiates this final wahy, this final book, this final revelation with the word iqra. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم اقرأ read. This is the first instruction given to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read, اقرأ. اقرأ باسم ربك. Read in the name of your Rabb. Read in the name of your Lord. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. The one who created. Read in the name of your Rabb who created. Created what? Who created everything. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقٍ. Who created everything and who created the insan, the human, from a clot of blood. اِقْرَى read. وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمُ. And your Rabb is very generous. الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمِ. Iqra, read. وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمُ Your Rabb is very generous. الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمِ He who taught through the means of the pen. Iqra, read. A second time, Iqra, read. عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمِ He taught through the means of a pen. Learning, teaching. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ He who taught the insan, the human, what he did not know. These are the first five verses revealed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam in the cave of Shira. It doesn't mention Qabr, it doesn't mention the hereafter, it doesn't mention Jannah, it doesn't mention Jahannam. It only mentions two things. One is, Allah is the creator. Allah is the creator. And number two, Allah is the muallim. Allah is the creator, Allah is the muallim, and you should remain engaged in reading, in learning and teaching. One can understand the importance of learning and teaching from the fact that the very first verses of the glorious Quran mention things related to learning and teaching. How many times? Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. In the first verse. Khalaqal insana min alaq. In the third verse. Iqra wa rabbukal akram. Fourth verse. Alladhi allama bil qalam. Fifth verse. Allama al insana ma lam ya'lam. From the five verses, Allah mentions learning and teaching in four verses. And after this first revelation, according to Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullahu ta'ala, Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam did not come with the wahi for 2 years. And according to Allama Suhaili rahimahullahu ta'ala, 2.5 years. And according to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullahu ta'ala, 3 years. So after the first revelation, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq khalaq al-insana min alaq, Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram alladhi allama bil-qalam, allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam, for 2 years, according to the difference of opinion amongst the ulama, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam did not come with revelation to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After 2 years, 2.5 years or 3 years, Ya ayyuhal muddassir, qum fa'andhir, wa rabbaka fakabbir, wa thiyabaka fatahir, wa rudza fahjur. These verses were revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The very first five verses was so important that according to ulama, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 2 to 3 years to absorb that message. Imagine how much knowledge is contained within those five verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave his Nabi the opportunity to ponder over these 5 years for hours, for days, for weeks, no, for months and years. Ponder over what I have said. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaq al-insana min alaq. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram, alladhi allama bil-qalam, allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam. It talks about ilm. the five verses. They talk about ilm, they talk about reading, they talk about learning, they talk about teaching. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself said regarding himself, إِنَّمَا بُعِسْتُ مُعَلِّمًا. I have been sent only as a mu'allim, as a teacher. I am nothing but a mu'allim. إِنَّمَا بُعِسْتُ مُعَلِّمًا. I have been sent only as a mu'allim, as a teacher. And because he was sent as a teacher, after his demise, those people whose occupation will be teaching are his inheritors. It is for this reason he said, Al-ulama warasatul anbiya. Ulama are the inheritors of anbiya. Because anbiya are sent into this world to teach. And ulama also, their occupation is teaching. It is for this reason they are the inheritors of the anbiya, alayhimu salatu wassalam. Imagine how important ilm is, how important teaching and learning is. So I congratulate the ulama and the teachers, the muallimat of this madrasa. I congratulate them for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granting them this great honor. Of becoming the inheritors of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. It is something to be congratulated upon. I congratulate the parents who are sending their children daily to the madrasa so that they are able to read the Quran. They are able to read books that contain Islamic knowledge, and they are also able to enhance their understanding as regards to their beautiful deen. I congratulate all my Muslim brothers, Muslim sisters who are assisting in whatever way possible to make this maktab and this madrasa a success, because they are assisting in this great ni'mat, ilm, ta'aleem, ta'allum, teaching, learning, so that it may progress. It is a great honor for all of us. It is a great honor for all of us to be here in this gathering today, which is associated to ilm, which is associated to ta'aleem, which is associated to ta'allum. Unfortunately, due to lack of understanding of deen, lack of correct understanding of deen, we look down upon the occupation of ta'lim wa ta'allum, learning and teaching. There is nothing better than learning and teaching. There is nothing better than learning and teaching. All the great personalities of the Muslim world, all the great personalities, make a list of them. Imam Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala, Imam Muslim rahimahullahu ta'ala, Imam Tirmizi rahimahullahu ta'ala, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullahu ta'ala, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullahu ta'ala, Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullahu ta'ala, Urwa ibn Zubair rahimahullahu ta'ala. All the great personalities, make a list of them in hundreds.
and try to find out what their occupation was. And 99.9% of the personalities, you will find that their occupation was nothing but learning and teaching. They were great people. Our belief is that they were the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were the luminaries of Islam. How could they become luminaries of Islam and awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through teaching and learning if that was not the best occupation? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst you is he who learns the Quran and who teach the Quran to people. One who learns the Quran and teaches the Quran, he is the best amongst my ummah. So this group, those who are teaching, the asatiza, the teachers, the muallimin, the muallimat, and those who are learning, the students, right from Alif Ba Ta Sa to Bukhari Sharif, to Darul Ifta, all these teachers and learners, they enjoy a very lofty status in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if they enjoy a very lofty status in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they should enjoy the same status in our eyes also. Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullahu ta'ala, a great scholar of the Indian subcontinent, he says that I have never stretched out my leg towards a person who is hafiz of the Quran in my life. 7-year-old, 9-year-old, 11-year-old, as long as he is hafiz of the Quran, I have never stretched out my leg towards him. Let us embed this in our hearts and minds, that learning and ilm is ilm of Allah, ilm of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ilm of Nubuwah. The knowledge of Nubuwah is something very high. So those people who engage in preserving that knowledge, learning and teaching that knowledge are very lofty also. They are also very high. And we need to respect them, we need to honor them. Anything associated to ilm of Nubuwah should be honored. And we should feel proud of our children who attend makatib, who attend madaris, right from Alif Ba Ta Tha to Bukhari Sharif, wherever our child may be. Wherever our child may be. We should be proud, we should be happy that Alhamdulillah, my son, my nephew, my grandchild, he, she is learning in a maktab. They are learning in a madrasa, in a darul uloom. Alhamdulillah. He or she is becoming hafiz, alim, mufti. And with this happiness, with this pride, we should try our utmost to nurture them to respect this knowledge and acquire this knowledge as much as possible, and at the same time practice on the knowledge they have acquired. For very small reasons, petty reasons, our children are absent from madrasa. Petty reasons, small reasons. We are going for a holiday, so Friday we are leaving. Why not leave Saturday morning? Give maktab. If you practically do not give importance to the maktab attendance, what are you implanting in the minds of your children in regards to the importance of maktab, importance of the talim and the ilm they are acquiring in maktab? We cannot leave until 3 o'clock. Why? Because of school. 4 o'clock we will leave. So what about maktab? What about madrasa? Practically, what are you telling your child? Imam Salib rahimahullahu ta'ala, a great alim, he says regarding one of his students, Ibrahim Harvi rahimahullahu ta'ala, another great alim. Ibrahim Harbi, a great alim, a great scholar, a luminary. Imam Salim rahimahullah ta'ala says regarding Ibrahim Harbi rahimahullah ta'ala that he continually attended my gatherings for 50 years. For 50 years he remained a student of Imam Salim rahimahullah ta'ala. In those days a person would acquire ilm. And after acquiring ilm, when he would reach the stage where he becomes a teacher, even after becoming teacher, he would continue going to the majalis of his superiors and learn. So first phase is student. Second phase is student and teacher both. And then the latter phase in their lives would be teacher only. For 50 years, Imam Salib rahimahullah ta'ala says, my students, listen very carefully to what I am saying. Imam Salib rahimahullah ta'ala says that my student, Ibrahim Harbi, acquired ilm from me for 50 years. For 50 years, he would come and go, he would come and go, he would come and go for 50 years. And in 50 years, he never stayed absent. In our days, we have weekends off. We have a set timetable. Weekends will be off. Summer holidays. This holiday, that holiday, Eid holiday. In those times, the teacher would teach in the masjid and his students would come and gather around him. The only day they would get holiday is when the teacher would be absent. So they still have to come. They don't know that the teacher is going to remain absent. So they would come, fearing that they may miss something out if they did not attend. So they would come and they would wait half an hour, 1 hour, 1.5 hour, 2 hours. They would not go and knock at the door of their teacher out of respect that, are you coming to teach us today or not? Can you please tell us so that we can leave? No. They have so much interest that whilst the teacher is absent, they are discussing what they have already learnt amongst themselves. If the teacher came, fine. If he did not come, they would continue until the time and then they would leave. Every day learning, even on the day of Eid. Imam Salib rahimahullah ta'ala says that Ibrahim Harbi rahimahullah ta'ala attended my majalis for how many years? 50 years. And in 50 years, he did not remain absent a single day. One thing is that for 50 years he learnt. 50 years. That means knowledge has no bound. Knowledge is an ocean which has no shore. A person can continue acquiring knowledge. Every day he will find something new. And number two, they had so much importance for ilm, they had so much love for ilm, that for 50 years a person can acquire ilm, go to the majalis of his teacher and never stay absent. And so much respect for ilm and the teacher of ilm. Shah Rafiuddin rahimahullah ta'ala says that I was fortunate to have the company of Maulana Qasim Nanotvi rahimahullah ta'ala for 25 years. My time and his time was same, 25 years. I was fortunate. Never in 25 years did I go in the company of Maulana Qasim Nanotvi rahmatullahi alayhi without wuzu. Never in 25 years did I meet my ustad, did I go in his company, even just to meet him without wuzu. So what we need to do is to give importance to this knowledge. Embed in our hearts respect and reverence for ilm, for anything associated with the ilm. The students, the teachers, the maktab, the madrasa, the darul ulooms. And we need to make sure that our children also understand this great value of ilm. If they understand the great value of ilm, they will come with a lot of interest. We need to make sure they are in the class daily. They remain in the class for the duration of the madrasa. And thereafter we need to make sure that they practice the knowledge that they acquire. With a lot of love, with hikmah and wisdom, we need to nurture the minds of our children. In order to do that, first we will have to start practicing. We practice and we preach with wisdom. This is real ilm. Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah ta'ala once said, "Laysa al-alimu alladhi ya'lamu al-khayra min ash-shar." Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah ta'ala, "Laysa al-alimu alladhi يَعْرِفُ الْخَيْرَ مِنَ الشَّرِ." That person is not an alim who is able to differentiate between right and wrong. He is not an alim. That person is not an alim who is able to give you fatwa. This is permissible, this is not permissible, this is halal, this is haram, this is farz, this is wajib, this is optional. He is not an alim. So who is an alim? Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah ta'ala says, who is an alim? إِنَّمَا alim. الَّذِي يَعْرِفُ الْخَيْرَ فَيَتَّبِعُهُ وَيَعْرِفُ الشَّرَّ فَيَجْتَنِبُهُ. Alim, the only person who is worthy of being called an alim is that person who recognizes khair and he follows the khair, and who recognizes shar and who abstains from shar. This is real ilm. Real ilm is to know what is right, to know what is wrong, and to follow what is right and to abstain from what is wrong. If we send our children to the maktab and they don't acquire anything, then they have no ilm. They acquire a lot, they learn a lot. This is jais, this is not jais, this is sunnah, this is mustahab, but no practice. Again, this is not ilm. If our children go to the maktab, they learn what is good and they follow, and they learn what is bad and they abstain. This is ilm. This is ilm. So let us go from here with this resolution that inshallah we will also acquire ilm, and we will make sure that our children, all those associated to us, also acquire ilm. And ilm in its true sense, ilm with amal. May Allah grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.